Grossmeyer and Cohen. Visit we paid to Grossmeyer's tavern was on the night of the grand opening. It was a glorious success, marred only by Hermann Grossmeyer's wild infatuation for the widow Bender. After borrowing $20 from his partner, Morris Cohen, Hermann walked out on the tavern festivities to take the widow for an airing in a taxi. This morning, he appeared at the tavern earlier than usual, but left hurriedly a few minutes later. At noon, he was still missing. Then COD packages began to arrive. Morris Cohen is beginning to worry. Now, let's drop in and see what's happening. Listen.
Hey, for goodness sake, Percy. Where do you suppose Hyman's keeping himself? He left here early this morning.
My word, sir. It's all very strange, isn't it?
Every time I hear a car go past the door, my heart goes down into my shoes. Maybe we ain't done yet with the CODs.
It's very odd, Mr. Cohen, that he hasn't phoned us and let us know what he's doing.
Think of it. CODs for $18.30. And last night it was IOUs for $20.
I beg your pardon, sir, but don't you suppose the widow had something to do with the CODs?
Sure. That woman's nothing but a gold digger. I got to put a stop to it.
Hello there, Cohen.
Hi, guy, Mr. Adams. Come in and take a look. $18.30, and maybe we ain't done yet. And all day, Hyman ain't been near the tavern.
I saw Hermann Grossmeyer this morning.
You saw Hyman this morning? Whereabouts?
Downtown with the widow Bender. They were having quite a time of it.
Listen to that, Percy. Hyman was downtown with Mrs. Bender.
Dear me, sir. It begins to look serious, doesn't it?
A little idea struck me on the way home, Corn. I think so well of it that I went out of my way to come past here. The widow may not be such a calamity as you imagine.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Well, suppose we step into the office for a moment. You may not like this idea of mine, but it might mean some money to you.
My word. The widow's raising the dickens around this place. And such a charming woman.
Percy, Miss Morris.
Oh, dear me. Mr. Grossmeyer, at last. Mr. Cohen's in the office. He's been worrying about you, sir.
By golly, I'm glad he took in the packages. Was he mad when he got the CODs?
I might say, sir, that he was a trifle miffed.
Gee whiz, what a time I had. Last night I was riding in the taxi with the widow. Ach, to leave a person. It was just like a beautiful dream. Until I had to pay for it. Then I woke up.
I beg your pardon, sir, but you do look rather tired. Didn't you sleep well?
Not after paying for the taxi. Most of the night I was laying awake, saying to myself, I have got to give up Vivian. I have got to give up Vivian. She is too expensive.
Lady Friend cost a lot of money, sir. But I see you know that by now.
Gee whiz, Percy. I met her downtown this morning, and we hadn't been there 5 minutes before a dollar was gone. And from then on, Vivian spent money just like water.
Dear me. Don't tell me she was spending your money for you. You can stop that, can't you?
Not unless I shoot her.
But you should put your foot down, Mr. Grossmeyer.
I can't do it, Percy. I can't do it. She has me up in the air.
My word, sir. She'll bring you a lot of trouble, I'm afraid.
You know, when I'm with her, I forget everything. When she looks at me with those big black eyes, nothing else in the whole world matters, Percy. And when she puts her little warm hand in mine, gee whiz. I'm all full of goose pimples.
Tell Hyman, you got here at last, huh? For goodness sake, where have you been?
By golly, I don't know. Vivian has me in a doze.
Thank you, Walt Hyman. 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and you're just coming into work.
I didn't get much sleep last night, Morris.
Yeah, tonight it's my time to lose some sleep. Look at the CRDs. $18.30. You must think the tavern is the First National Bank.
Give me another IOU and I'll sign it.
IOUs and CRDs. Tonight, maybe we'll get some FOBs. For goodness sake, Hyman, how long do you think it'll be before you have us down to the big leagues?
It's too late now, Morris. I'm in love.
Hyman, you have got to give up this Mrs. Bender.
Go talk to Vivian. I ain't got nothing to say about it.
Last night, when you was drawing the beer and waiting for the widow to come to the grand opening, what happened?
You mean while I was waiting for Vivian to come?
Yeah, half the time you didn't turn off the beer.
This morning, sir, there was enough beer on the floor to float a battleship. Oh, my word.
Yeah, what would happen if you should let things go on like that?
Jesus, we'd run out of beer.
Nice, nice. What in the name of heavens was you buying, Hyman? It cost $18.30.
Gee, this, give me the packages. Wait till you see it, Morris. Vivian picked out every one of them for me. Oh, by golly, you won't know me when I get it all on. Come on into the office, Morris.
Yeah, well, Mr. Adams was kind enough to drop in and tell me that you saw it this morning. Otherwise, I
wouldn't. My word. I'm afraid poor Herman Krausmeier's got himself into something. Dear me. I say, Mrs. Bender herself.
Yeah, Mrs. Bender herself, in person. Has Hermikins been in this afternoon?
Mr. Krausmeier is in the office with Mr. Cohen.
Oh, I see. Any packages show up today with CODs on them?
Oh, dear me, yes. They're all here. Mr. Cohen was quite upset about them, don't you know?
Well, I picked out a little new scenery for Hermie. I got him a new hat. The thing he's been wearing looks like the back doormat on a rainy day.
Indeed, madam. Really, I hadn't noticed.
Mrs. Bender, I want to have a talk with you, my dear woman. What can you be thinking of?
Well, I don't know, Mr. Cohen. Maybe you could suggest something.
This has got to stop, Mrs. Bender. You can't go around spending Hoyman's money like this. $5 for a hat. Go take a look at it.
A pretty classy lid, if you ask me.
I wouldn't mind the classy necktie, Mrs. Bender. And I wouldn't say nothing about the yellow gloves. But the cane. What can Hyman Krausmeier do with a cane?
Yeah, that's what I've been worrying about. Well, I better go and show him how to hold it before he breaks his full neck.
Hey, wait a minute, Mrs. Bender. I ain't finished talking with you yet.
Well, I guess he's finished listening to you. Think it over, Cohen. That woman can do wonders for you here in this tavern.
I don't want to talk about it. I wouldn't want her around the place. That idea of yours is no good.
That woman could pull a lot of business to this tavern.
Listen, I wouldn't hire her if she would pay me $1,000 a week for the job.
I beg your pardon, Mr. Cohen, but may I offer a suggestion?
Yeah, tell me how to get Hyman rid of the woman, and I'll accept the offer.
You're taking the wrong course, sir. Really, you are.
Now, don't be hasty, Cohen. Think it over.
It's like this, sir. The more opposition you put up, the more determined Mr. Krausmeier will be.
You don't tell me, Percy. You don't mean it that I should pretend that I like it.
That's the way, sir. If you could arrange it so that Mr. Krausmeier sees the woman every day, he'll tire of her in no time.
That's an idea. Maybe you're right, Percy. Go on, tell Mrs. Bender to come in here a minute, will you?
Righto, sir. I'll have her here right away, sir.
Well, we're taking a chance, but I'm willing to try it.
You'll never regret it, Cohen. That woman will be a big drawing card.
And if Hyman sees too much of the woman, will he get sick of her?
I imagine he will.
Well, that settles it. She gets the job.
Morris.
Yeah? Hey, Hyman. Why, you look like a different man. Hey, for goodness sake, I wouldn't even know you.
Gee whiz, Morris. This gives me a lot of style. And how do you like the cane?
It's wonderful, Hyman. Did Mrs. Bender pick out all those things for you?
Every one of them. That shows the good taste that Vivian has got. And she picked me out, too.
Hi, well, that's all right then, Hyman. As long as the $18.30 was for you, I wouldn't say a word.
Well, boys?
Yeah.
Somebody out here that has something to say to me?
Mrs. Bender. You know, I'm beginning to change my mind. Morris Cohen is not the kind of a man to stand in the way of through law.
Oh, yeah? Well, let it go until later. Me and Honey's gone out for a walk.
Huh? And Mr. Cohen has an offer to make you, Mrs. Bender.
By golly, we ain't going to stop and listen to the offers. Come on, Vivian, while the sun is shining. Gee whiz, I want to walk while we can. We don't have to pay for that.
Wait now. Hoyman, wait. Listen to me. I have an offer to make. And maybe Mrs. Bender would like a job in the tavern.
She don't want to listen to... What's that? A job in the tavern?
Mr. Cohen thinks Mrs. Bender would make an ideal hostess for this place. And I'm of the same opinion.
Well, boys. Well, this is good of you to think of me like this.
Gee, this... A hostess in the tavern.
Sure, that's right, Hoyman. And then you could see Mrs. Bender every day, see?
Oh, then you don't want her, mate, to give me the... Well, like you said last time.
Well, bye, Mrs. Bender. I'm happy that you have got to know Hoyman and that you're going to keep company with him.
Well, I don't know what to say, Mr. Cohen. You're sure you ain't sore about the CODs?
Why should I get angry because Hoyman buys a few new things? I'm glad that you was there to help him pick him out.
Well, there's one more little package coming, and if you'll take it in, I'll surely appreciate it.
Sure, that's all right, Mrs. Bender. I'll take care of it.
Well, that's good of you. Well, I'll be back tonight, boys, and start in on my new job.
By golly, Morris, you've made me the happiest man in the world. My little woman is going to work right by my side. Gee whiz.
Come on, honey. And watch out for that pig.
By golly, all I want now to make me feel good is to hear some little boys singing. That's what love does to a man. You know how it is.
There you are, Cohen. You have a wonderful hostess for your tavern.
And, Hoyman will be tired of her in a month. Maybe.
My word. Mr. Cohen, here's another COD.
Oh, well, that's all right, Poissy. Mrs. Bender said that another little one was coming. How much is it?
$65.
What? $65?
Huh. Krausmeier must have bought a new suit.
Huh. Oh, well, it can't be helped. Open it up. If he wants it, well, let him have it. Yeah, here's the money, Percy. Go pay the man for it.
Righto, sir.
Say, this isn't a suit of clothes.
No? That is it.
Look.
Oh, for goodness sake. It's a dress for Mrs. Bender. Huh. Well, you're right, Mr. Adams. We have got a wonderful hostess.
And so the Widow Bender is to be hostess at Krausmeier's Tavern. Will daily association with her cool Herman's ardor, or will his infatuation blossom into a deep and lasting love? And will the conspiracy of Percy and Morris work? Will the tavern be worked? Only time will tell.
Thank you.